Welcome on into ESPN West Palm tonight. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. And joining me now is friend of show, Charlie Cartwright from Gonzalez and Cartwright Accident Attorneys. Charlie, how are you doing today, partner?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, always great to catch up with you, my man. And we'll get into some Canes football recruiting, NIL business here in a second. The Canes that Charlie pointed out to me. Landed a really big prospect for the class of 2025, so we'll touch on that in just a second. But, Charlie, how about update us on what's going on over at Gonzalez and Cartwright Accident Attorneys? You know, one of the best accident attorneys in the state of Florida. Is there something you guys are dealing with more in the month of May than you maybe have been in previous months?
Well, believe it or not, things actually in Florida slowed down a little bit in May on the car accident cases, mainly because a lot of our visitors here who spend the season here and may not be as familiar with the roads, they head back up north. Not saying that accidents aren't happening, they are, but you know, most of those folks are up north. What we often see more of this time of year is you'll see more premises liability cases with the rains and that type of thing, and failure to maintain, slippery areas, lack of signage, that type of thing is what you see more often as we get into the May and the summer months when we get the rains like we had the last 2 days.
And Charlie, by the way, Charlie Cartwright from Gonzalez and Cartwright Accident Attorneys is our guest. I'm assuming you're alluding to snowbirds. The snowbirds have officially flocked back home. So what's kind of the focus now with maybe those kind of at-risk drivers back up north? Is it more or less your average dink and dunks and more or less the big accidents, so to say?
Well, no, which the biggest contributor to accidents in Florida nowadays, from what I'm seeing, is cell phone use while folks are driving. Mm. And I caution everybody, you know, put your cell phone away while you're driving. The text isn't important. The call may not be important. If it is that important, then pull over and take the call. You know, we had yesterday an accident that's been all over social media. Yesterday it was an accident in Lake Worth up around 13th and Dixie, where one of our Lake Worth residents drove through an intersection, never stopped, clearly wasn't paying attention. I'm going to suggest that there was a cell phone involved, because these are the kind of accidents that we see when there's a cell phone involved.
Right.
Drove through the intersection, got T-boned by a pickup truck, and ended up in the middle of somebody's office on Dixie Avenue. Went right through the front window and glass right into the middle of the office. And that's one of those accidents that when you look at it, you can tell whoever was driving was either incapacitated or not paying attention to what they were doing. And that's typically what you see when there's a cell phone involved.
And Charlie, you bring up the phones. I mean, how do you determine that? Like, more often than not, it's probably what's causing the accident, as you just said. Are you guys, is there any way you're able to determine when a cell phone's involved? Like, when someone, like, say,
absolutely.
Yeah, say your client comes to you and says, hey, this guy or gal was on their phone when this happened, but then the said party that is, you know, getting accused of it says that they're not. Is there any way to kind of determine that?
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because everybody who was on their cell phone denies it.
Of course.
You know, 100% disclosure here, you know, I've had clients deny that they're on the cell phone. And that's why your attorneys will typically ask for your cell phone billing records shortly after the accident, so they can confirm that there was no cell phone usage on your behalf. And we have the right, through the subpoena power of the courts, to subpoena the defendant's cell phone. And so we're able to subpoena the cell phone and determine when the last call was, how long the call was for. And the courts will generally give us up to 30 minutes before and up to an hour after the accident. They'll allow us to subpoena those records. And I have a case going on right now where the defendant was 100% on the telephone. when she hit our client, pulling into a parking lot and paying no attention, never slowed down, never even braked. It was much like the accident I just described to you. You could tell there was a cell phone problem. This accident also got caught on video camera. And so you can see the accident happening. You can see him never slow down. You can see him never brake. They, of course, deny initially in the litigation that they're on the telephone. But, of course, we subpoena their telephone records and immediately comes back. You know, they're on the phone for a 17-minute call at and around the time of the accident.
Charlie,
so you can prove it.
Charlie Cartwright from Gonzalez & Cartwright Accident Attorneys is our guest. And folks, that story right there, you know, it really speaks to their core belief that every person deserves the best possible legal representation. If you're dealing with anything as far as an accident, hit up our good friends at Gonzalez & Cartwright. And I'll ask Charlie for a phone number for you guys to reach out to them, because I'm on their website right now, GonzalezCartwright.com. It's you could go to case results. You could fill out a free case evaluation. The website has everything you need, but Charlie has a phone number as well that you guys could reach him at.
Sure. I'll give you two phone numbers. One is our local phone number, 561-533-0345, and a toll-free number, 888-888-3903.
And once again, that's Charlie Cartwright from Gonzalez & Cartwright Accident Attorneys. You can do your free case evaluation at GonzalezCartwright.com and reach out to them at those phone numbers. Now, Charlie, you mentioned to me before we got on the call that Miami landed a huge recruit. And fair play to you, partner, because I'm pretty in tune when it comes to the recruiting side of things. But for all our Miami Hurricane fans out there, explain the five-star offensive tackle that they just got.
Jackson Cantwell out of Missouri, offensive tackle. He's about 6'8". Both his parents, incidentally, were Olympians. He is offensive tackle. He also competes in the shot put, won the state championship in the shot put. Everybody's projecting him as the number one player in the class. And, you know, Miami beat out Oregon and their Nike money, Georgia and Ohio State for this recruit. So everybody's pretty excited. It was a great job by Mario Cristobal and Mirabel, the offensive line coach. Very exciting player for Miami.
And Charlie, talk about Cristobal, because I know I've talked to a ton of Cane fans who always say he's a great recruiter, could get talent here, but can't coach on the field. Do you have, are you, I know we talk a lot, partner. I think I got a pretty good sense of where you're at on this, but do you think Mario's going to be able to put it together one of these years and really get into the playoff and compete in the ACC?
I do. And it's funny, you know, we heard the same comments about Butch Davis when Butch was first at Miami, that Butch could see talent, but he couldn't coach the talent. And, you know, then in 2000, they get snubbed in the national championship game during a year where they were clearly the best team in college football because of an opening loss to Washington in Washington. Mm. They end up sending Florida State to lose to Oklahoma, who Miami had beaten, and they sent Florida State in Miami's place. Cristobal got to the school and had to overhaul the entire roster. Going into this year, these are Cristobal's players. Now, these guys got to perform, and Cristobal has to perform. And, you know, look, I mean, he made a mistake against Georgia Tech. And, you know, I don't always agree with him when he goes for it on fourth down. But any coach with the Jimmies and the Joes of Mario's caliber can win there and will win there. And I think there's a real good chance, assuming Beck's healthy, that Miami finishes this season with a 10-win season and a playoff berth. They're going to be much better on defense this year. And the offense, I think it's going to be more run-oriented, and you're going to be missing Cam Ward. So I don't think they'll be quite as good on offense. But I think balance-wise, I think they have the ability to be a top 20 defense this year and a top 20 offense. They're loaded at running back. They're loaded on defensive line. They've, you know, They've got good young wide receivers. Malachi Toney is supposed to be a superstar. I think they're ready, and they should have one of the best top five offensive line in college football. So they've got the trenches down. That's what Mario wanted. It took him 4 years to get there, but you know, those kids need to grow and those kids need to develop. You don't typically bring a freshman guy in the trenches into a college football program and have him start the next year. Francis Maiogo is unusual. Most of them take 2 or 3 years to develop, and now they're here. And I think now Miami's ready.
Charlie Cartwright from Gonzalez at Cartwright X and Attorneys is our guest. University of Miami grad, big Miami football fan. Now, Charlie, as someone on the outside looking in, being a Big Ten guy myself, a lot of people are making a big stink about Clemson this year. Any top 25 I look at has those Clemson Tigers at number 2. I think the top 2 teams heading into the ACC this year, I probably would have to go with Miami and Clemson. But are you buying the Klubnik-led, I guess for the 4th year in a row, Clemson Tigers?
And that's what I don't get with respect to Clemson. And sure, you know, they got to the ACC championship game. They didn't have to play Miami, who they had lost to the year before. I think they played a relatively weak ACC schedule. But everybody is sold on Klubnik. I mean, I've seen draft analyses where Klubnik is a top 10 guy. I don't get it. I've seen the guy play. I mean, this reminds me a lot of last year when they had, you know, Florida State as a co-favorite in the ACC with DJ Uiagalelei at quarterback. And, you know, everybody remembered DJ from Clemson, and he wasn't that guy when he was at Clemson. And he went to a run-oriented offense in Oregon State with Damian Martinez, who that year was one of the best running backs in the country. And the offense didn't depend on him. As soon as he got to Florida State and the offense depended on him, he was lost. I don't see it with Clemson. However, they think Clemson's defense is going to be top 5 this year. Mm-hmm. They really like Clemson's defense. If you look at the draft charts, a lot of Clemson defensive guys, you know, high up and in the first round. So I think that's what Clemson's going to rely on. But I am not buying Klubnik. No, if you ask me about Klubnik, I got to sell there.
Charlie, I'm the same way. As a Buckeye fan and a Buckeye alum, I understand, like, we lost our quarterback. That's why we're 5th and kind of floating around in the top 5. But to see Clemson as high as they are with basically the same team that lost, 3 games in the ACC and the Texas in the final, college football playoff, I don't necessarily understand it. If you were to ask me today my favorite in the ACC, I'd probably have to go with Miami. As crazy as that sounds, people think SMU is going to be good. People think Florida State's going to get back. People are obviously drinking the Kool-Aid on Clemson. I would probably go with Miami at this point of where we're at in the ACC next year.
Wait. I got to ask you, who said Florida State's getting back?
Oh, God. I mean, we work with an office. Yeah, Charlie, you got to realize the delusion about Florida State someday. Actually, no, you don't have to realize. You know, as a Canes fan, the delusion about Florida State sometimes is hysterical because they got Thomas Castellanos and they think they're going to be back. My rebuttal to that is Castellanos quit on the team last year. Now, I think a lot of it had to do with money, neither here nor there. But, partner, I'm not even trying to, you know, blow smoke your way, but I do think Miami and Cristobal and the team that he has, and I like Beck. Listen, I like Carson Beck. I think Beck's going to be able to control that offense. He did turn the ball over a little bit last year, but this is a guy separated 2 years ago to throwing 4 interceptions. Threw 4 interceptions 2 years ago. So listen, I think in the right system, Beck works.
If Carson Beck hadn't injured his arm, I agree with you. They probably have Miami and Clemson as co-favorites in the ACC.
Sure.
Beck's coming off an injury. There's no guarantees coming off an injury. But we'll find out about Clemson. They play LSU to open the season, and we'll find out exactly how good they are. I want to comment on your boys from Ohio State, though. I honestly, with what Ohio State's got returning, Caleb Downs and all those guys, I can't understand why they wouldn't go into the season number 1. I know, you know, their quarterback went to the Steelers. As a Steeler fan, I'm happy with the pick.
Good.
Where they picked him, because I really like how he approaches the game, and I really like the way he handles himself. But Ohio State's loaded. They're going to reload. If I'm making a preseason ranking, Ohio State's going to be my preseason number one until somebody beats them.
Yep, and it's because of the quarterback. It's like so funny how everything revolves around the quarterback, not only in the NFL, but in college as well. And let's not forget, Charlie, Julian Sain is a five-star recruit who was recruited by Alabama and Nick Saban, who's probably going to be stepping into that role next year. So, I don't know. And listen, maybe it is because of scars from the past, how bad Clemson beat our butt in the semifinals all those years, but we're a far way separated from that. The recency bias of Clemson is that they're chokers and frauds, and I thought you saw that a little bit last year.
It's certainly a different time in college football, in the NIL era, and, I'm not trying to disrespect Ohio State, but Ohio State has as good an NIL program as any university in the country.
Right.
Couple that with the history, the blue blood reputation, and Ryan Day, who's been incredibly successful since he's been there, and now having actually won the big games instead of not winning the big games. Now, he's got to beat Michigan.
We agree.
He's
got to
beat Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, he has. He did back in 2019, but five straight's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, winning the national championship, I think that buys him a couple more years. I think he can lose to Michigan this year and it'll be okay as long as they do well in the playoffs.
Agreed.
You know, Ohio State's going to get who they want. And with their NIL program, I mean, there's probably only, well, according to the rumors on the internet, there's probably only four or five other programs that even compete with Ohio State and NIL. And it's not, other than Texas, it's not who I would consider a blue blood. I mean, look, Oregon's had a lot of recent success. And when I say recent success, the last, 25 years, but they're not a Texas, they're not a Michigan, and they're not a Alabama, but Alabama or Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, and Michigan, I don't think they have the same NIL program that Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State have.
Yep, and even teams this year, Charlie, Texas Tech is spending north of $40 million on their roster, according to reports from Sports Illustrated. So, listen, we're not going to sit here and rehash what we've talked about already, Charlie. We know that this stuff needs to get regulated and figured out. But it's coming down to how much money you spend. And be thankful, because Miami is one of those teams. And I think Cristobal will be able to figure it out within the ACC this year. I'm calling my shot early, Charlie, as you could tell.
Your lips to God's ear.
I'd love to see it.
I think the biggest question mark on this team is going to be Carson Beck and how he heals from the injury. And can he play a full season? Nobody knows for sure right now. He's from what I understand, he's throwing. Everything seems fine. He seems to have healed well, but you gotta see it on the field. And will that change, how he operates from the pocket? Is there something that he's going to be thinking about in the back of his mind? Injury. It can change a quarterback. But if we get the Carson Beck from 2 years ago, Miami should be off to the races. I don't expect him to be Cam Ward, but I think they'll be more balanced. And I think with a stronger defense and a more balanced offense, they're going to be a tough out for any team.
Absolutely.
And we get to find that out, Labor Day weekend against Notre Dame.
A lot of loaded early matchups, Charlie. You mentioned that matchup. You got Ohio State and Texas. You got LSU and Clemson early on. Partner, I'm ready for college football. I'm such a snob for college football. It's getting to that point where I'm ready to go. Before we let Charlie go, Charlie mentioned that Afro mentioned, kind of reports of who's spending NIL money. Cignetti, our old guy, Coach Sig, Kurt Cignetti of Indiana, named these teams that have spent north of $40 million. Oregon with the Nike money. Texas with what I'm going to call, Charlie, oil money. Miami with their money, Notre Dame with their money, Texas Tech, and Ohio State. So those are the teams that Kurt Cignetti has named for spending $40 million, Charlie.
Right. Well, I mean, the Sheiks of South Beach, we run in a high-class crowd, Mike. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Pull up in our Lambo and we're ready to go.
Let's do it, Charlie. Let's do it. Charlie, I appreciate you as always joining the show, partner. Once again, for all those listening, Charlie, give us that phone number that they could reach Gonzalez and Cartwright Accident Attorneys at. And once again, folks, the website is GonzalezandCartwright.com. That's GonzalezandCartwright.com. You can do your free case evaluation on the website, and Charlie's going to give you two phone numbers here.
Sure, 561-533-0345 and 888-888-3903. Just real quickly, though, Mike, who's your pick for the PGA?
If I had to go, you know, Scotty's plus 500, Rory's plus 500, Bryson's plus 1,000. I'm going to go under the radar, and I'm going to go Xander Schauffele at plus 1,200, Charlie. I think those are pretty good odds. How about you?
I think that's a good pick. He had a good week last week, but with, you know, unfortunately, I think Chalk wins this year. Rory's history at the at that venue, Quail Hollow, four wins, and Scheffler coming off, what, an 8-stroke win in his last event? It's looking like chalk to me, but I like the Xander Schauffele pick. Now, he had a nice week last week.
And Charlie, last thing, the LIV guys, what do you expect to see from them? You know, they obviously they fizzled out in the Masters last time we saw them in a major, but John Rahm plus 1,800, Brooks Koepka plus 2,000 to get Brooks Koepka.
No. And no,
thanks.
If you're looking for LIV guys, if Joaquin Niemann and Bryson are the two I'd look at.
Okay, yeah, DeChambeau, by the way, plus 1,000, where they're good friends at Hard Rock Bet, by the way. Charlie, my man, can't thank you enough. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Always good to hear from friend of show, Charlie Cartwright, right here on ESPN West Palm tonight.